everybody. Thanks for joining the podcast. I really do appreciate your patronage and listening to me, all 5 or 10 of you. Anyway, I do appreciate it, and it is Memorial Day weekend, and we have an opportunity to stop and pause to recognize all those who have served and are serving in our military across the land to protect our freedoms and our way of life, our Constitution. I'm deeply indebted for all those who have given the ultimate sacrifice in protecting this great country of ours. The families who have lost loved ones, I say thank you. It's an incredible thing. I have a son who is serving in the Navy right now, and I try to constantly laud him and thank him for his service and him taking the time out of his early life to serve his country. He's got a good attitude about it, and I'm thankful that he decided at a young age that that's what he wanted to do. He and his girlfriend are both in the Navy, and I'm so proud of them and their sacrifice. And all those who have served just throughout ages, who have fought and who have secured the safety that I enjoy. I was able to, you know, raise my family, raise my children in a safe environment. And I hope and pray that my kids and their families and my grandchildren and my great grandchildren have the same benefits that I have. Sometimes I fear that they're not, by what I see going around in the world today, and it scares the living shit out of me sometimes. It really does, and it should, because what's going on isn't good for our country. It just really isn't good. And while I was scrolling through a couple things, I came across a clip that I wanted to share with you. I thought it was really good. And if I can find it here, okay, here we go. I got it here. Let me just play this for you. This is Tulsi Gabbard. Like her, don't like her. I don't really give a shit one way. I like the message that she presents here on Memorial Day or Memorial Day weekend, and I appreciate it a whole lot. So I'm just going to play it, let it play, and then I'll end.
I've served as a soldier now for over 20 years. Back in 2005, I was deployed to Iraq and serving in a medical unit where every single day I was confronted with the high human cost of war. I'll never forget those who I served with, those who gave their lives in service to our country. I'll never forget my friends who are still serving in harm's way today. So nothing angers me more than to see the hypocrisy that's rolled out every year around Memorial Day by warmongering politicians and media pundits who pretend to have respect and empathy for those who pay the ultimate price in service to our countries, to the Gold Star families who are left behind, while at the very same time continuing to advocate for more military adventures in the new Cold War, new nuclear arms race. The way to honor our troops who have sacrificed their lives for our country is to work to prevent unnecessary, costly wars that will result in the deaths of many more of our brothers and sisters in uniform. So Memorial Day. Memorial Day is a time to honor and remember those who gave all, those who made that ultimate sacrifice. And to remember that war should only be waged as a very last resort to keep the American people safe and free.
I love this message from Tulsi Gabbard. It's incredible. It's got two, to me, it's twofold. She praises those who have served, that she has served with, through her service. And then she talks about how we can protect our country from what she called them warmongering politicians. And we do have that. And this country isn't perfect. I'm not saying it is. I don't have blinders on. I'm not that stupid to see the things happen in this country, and decisions are made by our president, our administrations. Okay. And that's all of them. Okay. That, put us in danger, okay, and put us in harm's way. That's not what their responsibility is. Their responsibility is to protect us and protect our borders and protect its citizens. And those who are serving need to be recognized for what they have done and for the sacrifices that they have made. Okay? You can look at the country and say, we're not perfect. We see things that we need to fix and we need to correct, course correction. We need to do those things. And still, at the same time, love your country and support the country, support the Constitution of the United States, because in that, in those words, in this country and the people that make up this country and the people that want to come here and live here in this country, okay, that's what we represent, okay? With all of our faults, with all of our failures, that's what we represent. And that's what we need to fight for. And that's what we, that's why we have Memorial Day, to remember those who have fought for those things. Right? I mean, come on. Think about it. I mean, that's why we have, these days where we stop and we celebrate these men and women who have given the ultimate sacrifice and those who are serving. It's exactly why we do it. Okay? Even though we know that we're not perfect, because we're trying to be better. We're trying to be a better union, all right? We're trying to be a better group of citizens. I see these videos of the BLM people, and they're fighting and arguing, and you have these conservatives, or what they call right wingers, and they see them fighting all the time. But then you see every once in a while these videos where you see the BLM crowd, and then the people over here who are counter protesting. They actually get together. And they actually, they're hugging each other and showing America the way that things should really be. We're not supposed to be a divided country. And you got to think to yourself, why in the world are there people that want to divide us as a people? Why do they want to put down Christians? Okay, and pit Christians against people who are say atheists or whatever. Why do they want to pit black people against white people? Okay, why do they want to pit straight men and women to transgenders or gay? What they want us to separate? They want us to be separated. Want us to argue, and they want us to fight constantly, always in each other's faces. Okay. What you got to ask, you got to start asking yourself these kinds of questions. You got to say to yourself, why is my leadership, why is the President of the United States, why are the leadership doing this? Why are the corporations doing this? Why are, I kind of understand why the media is just kind of sells themselves out, and they just kind of like, hey, this is what I'm going to do, and I'm just another, propagandist arm of the whatever administration's, popular for the day, right? I kind of get that, but you got to ask yourself why. Why are we constantly at each other's throats instead of standing up with each other and looking at each other with similarity and civic view of each other? We don't do that anymore, and we got people who are trying to tear this down. I got to play this clip. I've done a lot of listening and reading about DEI, which is diversity, equity, and inclusion numbers and scores and stuff that a lot of these financiers like BlackRock and you know, Vanguard and all these companies that are forcing companies like Target and Bud Light, Anheuser-Busch and Maybelline and all these companies, they're basically holding these corporations hostage, okay, and threatening them basically if they don't support, you know, transgender rights and things like that, and if they don't do equity hiring and things like that, and check off all their boxes, make sure everything, and they're hiring, and now it's advertising, now it's products that are being thrown in the faces of people that don't want the stuff thrown in their face. I've said it all along. Listen, I don't care what your lifestyle is. I don't care. And most Americans don't care. Okay, we don't care. What we don't want is it thrown in our faces. Wherever we turn, wherever we shop, whenever we turn on a TV or go to a movie, we don't want this shit in our faces all the time. And especially, we don't want our children to be involved with this. And for the life of me, I cannot. Listen, I have my ideas about why, and it's, you know, to me, it's just blatantly just evil that you have people, drag queens and things, that are targeting little kids and targeting children in elementary school with their lifestyles. It's completely inappropriate. And why is that? Well, you want to normalize it. You want to make it normal so these kids grow up normal and that it's accepted. That's why you're doing it. It's a corruption. So listen, do your thing. I don't care. Do your drag shows. I don't care one way or the other. I'll never go to a drag show. Okay? I don't care. Do whatever you want to do. Just, you don't need to do it in front of our children. You don't need to put designer swimsuits with tuck, you know, extra cloth for tucking for 5-year-olds who want to tuck their penises in because they think that they're a little girl that their moms and dads has agreed to allow them to believe. Okay, it just doesn't need to be in Target. It doesn't need to be anywhere. Okay, and on the conservative side, the other side of the aisle, I don't want my kids to be inundated with a bunch of heterosexual ideas and things like that. I don't want a teacher or somebody talking about their sexual exploits to my children in school. That's not the place. It's not the time. It's not for them to do that. Okay? We're not complaining about your lifestyle in particular. We're just complaining about you shoving it in our face all the time. Stop shoving it in our face. Okay? Now, I want you to listen to this. All right, like I said, I'm going to go back to this ESG and this DEI stuff. This is the foundation for, and if you haven't heard of it before, listen to this guy because he sums this up better than I can, and it is, just listen to this. This is exactly why corporations are doing what they're doing, and just hold on for a minute. Okay, here we go. Let's see if I can get this to go here. Do, 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 do. All right, where'd it go? There it is. Here we go.
There's three initiatives that are put down through the World Economic Forum. One is called CEI, one is called ESG, and one is called DEI. These initiatives are put down as social initiatives from the World Economic Forum, the most powerful people on the planet, through the banks to the big corporations. These corporations, unlike my business, actually depend on that financing 100%. So if they don't do the things that these three initiatives, the CEI, ESG, and the DEI say, they actually lose their funding, so they can't operate their business. So you say, well, aren't these people smart enough to understand why they're destroying their business? They can't not do it, because if they don't do it, they won't get their funding, so they can't operate, so they have no choice but to do it. And then they drive their business into the dirt, and here's why that's happening: because the people who run these companies, the officers of the companies, are not the founders of the companies. These are people that are many generations removed and many degrees of caring about the actual brand removed, all right? So these people are college graduates who think they know a whole bunch of stuff because they have an advanced degree, and they are making decisions that are, you know, basically about the money and thinking that eventually people will adopt this and it will stop. But it's not going to stop, and it's not supposed to stop. This is what people are failing to realize. What's happening is we are dealing with a communist insurgency that is undermining the values and the identity of the American public. What they are doing is they are intentionally creating a scenario where the American people rejecting this initiative is actually hurting iconic American brands that remove much of the American identity. So when you name these companies off, all of these companies represent America when you think of them traditionally. So now they're removing part of the identity, which is part of the communist process called demoralization. If there's less identity in America, there's less to fight for, which makes it easier to conquer. All right. Then on top of it, one of the goals of communism is to create two classes of people, very poor and very rich. And so what they're doing here is they are getting the American public to cancel their own companies that actually hurts their own neighbors who are good, hardworking American people. Because the people at Bud Light at the top are not the ones feeling the pain here. It's the delivery drivers. It's
the hardworking
red, white, and blue Americans that believe the same motherfucking shit that you all believe, who are getting fired or laid off or losing because of this. So they have run an operation to push this initiative down through the companies intentionally, where the companies cannot resist it because they're required to do so for their funding, knowing that the American people are going to reject it and destroy these companies, creating the lower class system that they're trying to create in the first place.
This guy, I don't even know who he is. I was just strolling through my Facebook and ran across this, and I listened to this. I had to listen to it a couple times, and I go, man, this is right on. This is exactly what, you know, the way I look at this ESG and this DEI situation with corporations, with funding, and sorry, I had to take a drink. I didn't want to cough. Where they get their funding, and basically they're forced into the situation that they are, and then and here's what happens. Okay, this is all kind of planned out. You have all these people pushing these crazy ideologies, this transgender, this equity, this diversity, equity, making it sound like it's, you know, holy, and making it sound like, and you know what, those terms are good terms, and they use them in a way that is, they use those terms, those good terms, in a bad way. Okay, so what happens is you have what we're seeing today with the grooming of our children, and you know, with drag queens and queers and transgenders going to our, you know, 6-year-olds and 7-year-olds going to elementary schools, where they're trying to normalize this stuff. They're trying to get these kids to feel normal about these things. And then what happens, these kids get older. They graduate from high school, okay? Then they get into the higher educational system, the college and universities. And, of course, the universities have already been taken over by extreme progressive liberals, and if you don't believe that, then you need to pull your head completely out, because that is the truth. That is the truth. And so they're coming out of these universities completely and utterly brainwashed. They have gone into these areas, these fields of diversity and equity, and all these things, and they've gotten degrees on this. Well, these companies are now being forced to hire these individuals because of funding. They basically tell these corporations that you've got to set up these, you've got to hire according to color of skin, sexual orientation. You've got to do this in a certain amount of your employment base. Employees have to be of these certain makeups. Okay, so so now they're forced to hire the, and then these people, okay, are then bringing these ideas to the forefront, and not only within the corporations themselves, in the hierarchy of the organization of the corporations, but now it's getting into product and things like that. And if you just, all you have to do is just listen to Budweiser, and listened to that VP of marketing, the one that they hired. I can't remember what her name was, but she's not there anymore. You know, this is what you get. This is what we're getting out of our universities today. And this is what's going into the corporations. Okay, you cannot tell me that Anheuser-Busch believes this stuff. You cannot tell me that Target believes this stuff. You can't. Harley-Davidson, you know, North Face. You cannot tell me that the founders of these countries, not these countries, but these companies, okay, you cannot tell me that they actually believe this stuff. They are being forced to do this. And slowly but surely, we're starting to see that. Okay, now we have Pride Month, and what do you have? You have companies Maybelline. You've got Always. Talking to you got men who are dressed as women talking about using feminine products, a tampon. Okay, really. Okay, what is a man? Okay, a transgender man. What is he going to do with a tampon? You got to use your head. Okay, and why are these corporations doing this? Because they're, like I said, they're being forced to. And they're being forced to because of an ideology that the BlackRocks and these people that manage these billions and trillions of dollars of financing and stuff are forcing them to do this. It's like the mob. It's terrible. And they don't have any place to go. And what they're doing is it's continually separating us as a people. It is. That's exactly what it is. It's the poor and the rich, and that's what they're looking at doing. They're trying to tear down and trying to get us to get to fight each other. We have to fight back on this stuff. Okay, and I love seeing these videos of these groups, these groups that should be at adversarial ends of the spectrum, but they're coming together because they are seeing what is taking place and that we are not going to allow ourselves to be divided any longer. And this is what these companies and this is what these people are trying to do. They're trying to, if you listen to the CEO of BlackRock, he said we have to change things. We have to change the way that people think and change the way that we do business. He said it. It's not my words. He said it. Just go look it up on the internet. You can go find it yourself. It's ridiculous. And we as a people, we need to stand up against it. This is just not about your kids, and it's about our society, about our country. It's about who we are as a nation, who we are as a constitution, as the Bill of Rights, who we are. Got people that hate our Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They don't like the idea that we have our freedom of speech, our ability to be able to own things, to have the right to thinking. They don't want you to have that, and they're going to slowly take it away from you. And if it doesn't scare you, I don't know what is. What will scare you? What is it? I don't understand. Like, we are not to a point in this country where we are fighting back with all of our heart and mind and strength, okay? What do we need? We need to continue to see divorce and families continue to be tore down, religion continue to be tore down. Is that, we just need to see the numbers drop off substantially until we realize and we see how look at New York and look at California, look at the crap holes that those states are. Look at the drug use and the homelessness and the crime. These are all parts of this whole DEI, this diversity, equity, and inclusion, okay? Not prosecuting criminals and letting them go and putting them back out on the street again. And then going after people that are just normal people, you know, and crucifying them and throwing them in jail for what? It's incredible to me, and I just want people to see and open their eyes to what is going on in the world, and then say something about it. you know, and be part of things and be part on a local basis. Be part of it in your school boards, in your local elections. Okay, be aware of those people who are running and where their money is coming from, who's funding them, what is their ultimate goal, what they're trying to achieve. Right, if you look at it and you study it enough, you'll find out for sure, and you'll find out that, well, maybe that person isn't somebody that I should vote for, because I don't want that. Okay, this isn't, you know, we're all being played, you know, like we're all being played right now by these people. And what we need to be a collective, you know, like the Borg. You know, we need to be a collective. We need to think as one and not be divided, not let these people divide us. We need to stand up, and we need to have a voice, and we need to be proud of the country that we live in and that we are part of. We need to be proud of our history. We need to have learned from our history and, you know, move forward instead of backwards. And we need to really eliminate what's going on in our society today and what's going on in America today. And I hope that, you know, I really do hope that that when you listen to this, it sparks something inside you, because it sure does with me. And I want to see the good that we do. I want to see what we can do as a nation when we concentrate on the good and the powerful as a nation that we can be. With that, hey, I hope everybody has a wonderful Memorial Day. Thanks for listening. Thanks for all those who've served our country. You are a special group of people, and I love you and appreciate everything that you've done. The families and everybody, just thank you for all your sacrifices that you've made and that you continue to make. Hey, listen, thanks for listening. And until next time, be careful out there. It's a dangerous world.